Okay, our learning should be supposed to be first for Baruch Tzvi Min Rivka Ba'at Yubisur Shukha Yisrael. Five ideas on the order of the Simani HaSeder. So says the Yismach Yisrael, the first idea, Kaddish Urchatz. Why do Kaddish and Urchatz go together? Says the Yismach Yisrael, the more a Jew becomes Kaddish, the more a Jew learns and davens and grows, the more he understands how much he has to grow more. Says the Yismach Yisrael, the more he grows into holiness, the more he realizes that he has to wash himself, and he has to be a little more humble. And real, the more you learn, right? I know this for myself. The more you learn, you realize how much you actually don't know, and the more holy you become, the more ruchnis you become. You try to be a little more humble, right? As Gemara tells us, the tainis sham b'malkam galuso sham tayan anvasanuso. The more great. In his greatness, that is the place where you find his most humility. But they're talking about the Rabbon Shalom. It says Yisnach Shalom, the same thing here. Kaddish Urchatz. The second idea is brought down by Rabbi Yochanan of Rachamashtrivka Rebbe. It says Yachatz Magid. He says sometimes in life we have a person has to tell things to other people, whether it be the mitzvah of Tochacha, where it be that sometimes, you know, sometimes people ben ano lechaver, things get a little complicated. And you want to tell the person off a little bit. Says Rabbi Yochanan of Machrach Meshdrivka, Yachat Magid. Whatever you're going to say, say it. But Yachat it. Make sure to divide it. Break it up. Only say half. Just say half of it. You don't have to say the whole full thing. The third idea comes to us from the Chiddush Shorim. Which says we have matzah than moror. Matzah than moror. But moror is the bitterness. The bitterness should come before the geula, the matzah. Why is it matzah, then more? Why is the slavery coming after the freedom? Why is freedom, then slavery? Says the Chiddush Harim, this grandfather of the Sfas Emes, a beautiful insight. And he says, sometimes a Jew, we don't realize the bitterness until after we have the geula. We don't realize the moror until after we have the matzah. Right? After, in the times of the Holocaust, they didn't realize the actual bitterness until they actually got back to normal life. Temu ba'geula lo chashuk kol merirus. Until you have the geula, then you could actually feel the miras. The Asher HaKadosh, the fourth idea, has a beautiful idea, why matzah moror korech. Matzah moror korech, says the Asher HaKadosh, the matzah is the Yetzer Tov. The moror is the Yetzer Hara. Korech is sandwiching the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara together. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, Nadala and Aleph, Yitzuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'shnei Yitzrecha. Matzah moror korech. You want to know how to be a good Jew? Take the Yitzhar Tov, take the Yitzhar Hara, and make it a Korach, and serve the Bona Shom with everything. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes from one of my Rebbeim, Rav David Weinberg, Sharafu Shlema for Simcha ben David Henoch Mordechai Befer the Simcha. He says, Pesach Matzah Morer. Really, the Matzah should be at the end. Why it's Pesach Matzah Morer? Right? If you don't say these three things, you're not Yotzei Yerchiv. Says Rav David, Matzah, we know the Zohar tells us Matzah is a Lashon of Lechem Dem Nusa. If you Pesach the matzah, if you pass over the emunah, the faith in the Jew's life, you pass over emunah, you get moror. You're bitter. You're living a bitter life. You're thinking you're doing things on your own. You feel lonely. You feel like you're by yourself. Pesach matzah, then you're left with the moror. These five ideas on the simana, on the order of the simana yaseder, not stam. The first idea of the Yismach Yisrael tells us the kaddish orchatz. The more kedusha a person has, the more he says, the more you're exposed to the kedusha, the more you feel a little humble, the more you have to. You know, you want to transform yourself and purify yourself. Yachatz Magid, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ramal Rach Mashtrivka. Even when you have to tell hard things to other people, make sure to split it in half. Yachatz Magid, make sure to split it in half. The matzah more. More should really come after, before matzah. Right? With Maschel Benus. You have to start from the Benus. We start with the more, the slavery, and then the freedom. Why do we do matzah, then more? He says, sometimes in life, a Jew doesn't realize the more until after the matzah. You don't realize the bitterness until after the freedom. The Asher HaKadosh says that we have a Jew has to serve the Rabbonu Shalom. The fourth idea is his two Yetzers, with his two inclinations. Matzah is the Yetzer Hara, is the Yetzer Tov, excuse me. Maror is the Yetzer Hara. Korach, Jew has to serve the Rabbonu Shalom with both, bringing it all together, as Gemara and Brachas tells us on Nindal Amanaf. B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzchak, to serve the Kodesh Baruch with all our hearts. And that's Matzah Maror Korach, to serve the Rabbonu Shalom with their Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. Finally, the fifth and final idea, and then it's not really the Simonim, but it's they go connected. Pesach Matzah Maror, says Rav David Weinberg, the Zohar tells us. Matzah is called Alechem Demnusat. Matzah is Emunah. If you're Pesach the Matzah, if you pass over Emunah, you pass over the faith, then a Jew lives a bitter life. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to take these holy, holy Hasidic and holy interpretations of the Simani HaSeder and take these practical messages into our own lives, and Bez Hashem, if we do this, we'll be zochah to bring the psachim, Yishalayim Yer Kodesh.